What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. We want to take this moment to say thank you to Hillary Clinton for being such an amazing person and everything Democratic Party. We love you. I'm just kidding. It is the April Fool's edition of the podcast. And on this episode, we talk about the Jussie Smollett scandal and whether or not Twitter loves to murder babies. Yes, it's an amazing episode today. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode starting now. What's going on, America? And welcome to the second episode of the Dear America podcast. Yes. So I think that we would be not appropriate if we didn't say thank you to every single person that tuned in for the very first episode.
Yeah. Thank you.
We debuted at number 11.
Crazy.
I think that I speak insane. For everyone here when we did not expect that. Not that we thought that we would bomb it completely,
right.
But coming in at number 11, it is 100% because of all of you. So we just wanted to take a brief moment to say thank you. And if you're listening, make sure you subscribe and give us a rating. Because that helps us trend even more on iTunes and Spotify and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Anyway, enough of that emotional garbage. Thank you very much. And now... let's move on to the craziness that is going on in the world.
My goodness.
Which part?
Well, which I don't know if you guys know this, but we all owe Jussie Smollett an apology.
An apology?
So sorry,
yeah,
Jess.
That's right. We're sorry, Jussie. Apparently, he was right, and apparently he didn't lie.
Totally.
When he said that white guys in MAGA hats jumped him.
Oh.
In case you guys did not know, Jussie Smollett has now come out, well, his attorneys have now come out and said, and I quote, that he wasn't mistaken, that it's a known fact that the brothers that look like Wesley Snipes' body doubles that jumped him have been known to see or have been on YouTube practicing to be the Joker in what is now being deemed whiteface. I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently this is a real deal.
That's so offensive.
If blackface is offensive, then how come no one is up in arms about whiteface? Where is Al Sharpton in this? That's what I want to know. At this point, okay, so for those of you who haven't seen it, I posted a video on my Instagram account last week showing the actual picture in question of the brothers in whiteface. Now, you would think that after them saying that through his ski mask and everything, he saw pale skin, right? That's what they're saying that he now said. Through the ski mask holes. And I know that you guys can't see us, but I want you to go on this journey with me. And I want you to imagine a large bodybuilding Nigerian man. This sounds like it could go down a wrong road. Imagine this, wearing a ski mask. And the only thing you see in a ski mask is lips and eye holes, right?
Yes.
Imagine, have you seen a picture of these guys?
Yes.
They are not milk chocolate. I mean, they are intensely, like, there's a lot of white makeup that would have to be involved.
Yes.
For this to cover up. So imagine seeing that through a hole, and then I challenge you to go back and look at my Instagram video, because that's where the actual picture is in question of them practicing the Joker. And look at the magnificent job of magicianry. Is that a word? Magicianry?
Sure, yes,
absolutely.
Of makeup artistry that these people have. If
wow.
you look at the, yeah, do
That's
you see
impressive.
Do you see it? It looks like a practical joke. It really does.
You would have stumped me.
That's what I'm trying to say. He doesn't even like whiten the eyes. He darkens his eyes. Like to, and so I just don't understand.
That's
like,
terrible.
And then somebody brought it up. They're like, but you know these people, right? Like, you know these people. These people have been a part of your life for a while. They're training you and stuff like that. You don't recognize their voice, right? Like you don't recognize the person that's telling you all this stuff. It's a complete lie.
And they said that they were just talking to him, too. Like, he had just, you know, talked to him.
Yeah,
he had just spoken with him.
I wonder if they had Nigerian accents as they were saying, like, this is my... I can't even do a Nigerian accent.
Well, if they had makeup on, they probably changed their voices
terrible
as well.
Attempt, well, okay, I want to put this to everybody, because now that we've, you know, obviously we're not saying we apologize to Jussie Smollett. This was a complete and total, lapse of justice. There's no justice in this. Jussie Smollett did it, and it just proves if you're gay, black, and an actor, and you know enough people that you can get away with anything. So I want to pose our first question to hashtag Dear America on Twitter or Instagram for this. I'm going to say it now, and I want to know your opinions. White privilege is a myth. I'm saying it right now. In 2019, Alyssa's already rolling her eyes. In 2019, white privilege is a myth. And here is my justification for it. If a white man had said two black dudes in I'm with her t-shirts, jumped them and said, this is Clinton country, and lied about it, they would be underneath the prison right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at the attack on white America here in recent years at this point. Every single thing that white people get accused of, they are guilty. And they go through this firestorm and this and that and this and that. Jussie Smollett, nobody is arguing that Jussie Smollett did it.
It's true. Even Chris Rock came out.
They know he did it. They know he did it. Everybody knows he did it. But he's free. He's free. He was nominated for an award the other day. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but this is the thing that irritates me. It's all about victims. It's everyone is a victim. And now, you know, even if it's white, black, blue, purple, gay, trans. And if you're a victim, then it's okay. You can get away with pretty much anything. And that's kind of the whole thing of the left is everyone's a victim. And so therefore, they should basically be able to do whatever they want because they're justified.
And he's the
and that's the problem.
He's the supreme victim,
and he's
too.
The supreme one because he's black,
all
he's gay.
The check boxes.
He does.
And if you've seen pictures, Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, a whole bunch of big name, basically liberal politicians have him in pictures, you know, right next to him. He is in their pocket.
And then
you know?
Did you see that the Obamas apparently could be tied into it now?
Oh, yeah. Let's take it a little bit further. Let's jump off Jussie Smollett, but let's continue this white privilege is a myth question, okay? I'm going to present some more facts, and Alyssa is still giving me the dirty eye when we say this. Okay, I will say this, all right? So Cardi B is in the news right now because Cardi B, somebody posted a three-year-old live stream that she did.
I saw that.
Where basically she got upset because somebody said something in the live feed, and she goes off on this tirade where she basically, she wants to make it seem like you've offended her and you don't know where I came from and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she verbally admits that she offered sex, drugged men, and then robbed them to get to be able to afford recording
time
and all this other kind of stuff.
I heard one comedian say it usually takes years. Women takes years to do that. They do it slowly.
But again, white privilege is a myth, and this is why. She admitted it.
Yeah.
She hasn't come back and said, oh, that's not what I meant, or oh, this and that. She says, and I quote, I did what I had to do to survive, to make it, pretty much. If a white dude had said that he worked at the male strip club.
Did what I had to do.
And he drugged women and robbed them. Can you imagine what would happen?
Well,
can you imagine?
That's where the white male privilege comes
in. I was
going to
say, but that's also male or men versus women, too, because men are at a different standard as well.
I think she's full of it, too. I mean, she may have did that once or twice, but she's like, I drug men. Like,
it doesn't matter.
All the time.
I can't come out live on this podcast here and say, you know what? When I was coming up, the Daily Rants, we were hurting for some money.
I was really good.
And so I just, you know, I had to drug some women and rob them because if I didn't, then my kids weren't going to eat. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it is crazy. And I say it again, the most attacked race right now, the most attacked demographic right this second is white men. Period. End of discussion. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
Everyone is going after white men, period. More importantly, conservative white men, which brings me to Joe Biden, my favorite ex-vice president.
Dirty Joe.
All right. So Joe Biden, everybody was expecting Joe Biden to jump into the Democratic candidate race for president. And now all of a sudden, all those creepy videos of him rubbing up on kids and everything seems a little weirder because people are coming out saying that Joe Biden is a sexual predator. But here's the thing. Wait, before you say anything, the problem is Bernie Sanders and other people like this are saying, well, one act shouldn't disqualify someone for running for what? One act. Yeah. The dude's being accused of freaking attacking people inappropriately or sexually or rubbing up against people against their wishes and stuff like this. And because he's a Democratic hopeful, of which you know can pull a lot of Democratic votes, oh, now it's not such a big deal. But a 35-year-old, I don't really remember what happened or where I was, from Blasey Ford mm-hmm. against Kavanaugh, that man should be hung in a public execution because he's a rapist and a serial gang rapist from a fraternity and just so happens to get away with it for so long. Right. Do you see what I'm saying?
And
do you understand what I'm getting at here?
Believe the victim. Remember when that was a big thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bernie just said, I have no reason to believe Miss Flores. He has no reason to believe her. You know,
I like your, it was like Bernie was just
he
here.
He was right here.
I have no.
Right
yeah, I can't do it. I do. I can get him on the phone sometime, though. I do have a personal connection with him.
So,
he can call in.
So
the
Bernie Sanders was one of the main people to go against Brett Kavanaugh. Uh-huh. And I have a direction that I'm going with this. Okay. So he was one of the first people to say that this is absolute travesty. Kavanaugh should be just humiliated in front of everybody. And he was one of the first Democratic people to support this guilty before innocent yep. mentality that we've fallen into in America here lately. So if you don't believe in 2019 that we as Americans through social media and whatnot believe that people are guilty until they're proven innocent, then you're not paying attention. So you've got Jussie Smollett, right? And you've got all the media attention that's happened around here. And even though he did it, 100% did it. It's been found out. He did it. He done it. It's done. All right. You have another situation that is starting to make headlines of a very serious situation of which it is a white person, a military person, that is considered guilty until proven innocent. Do you guys know about Chief Gallagher at all? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
Okay. All right. So Chief Gallagher is a Navy SEAL. All right. Decorated Bronze Star with Valor Navy SEAL, who for the past 6 months has been kept in solitary confinement, pretty much, in the brig. He's been denied medical care. He's been denied counsel with his lawyers. He's been denied family visits, et cetera, because he's going to trial for war crimes that he may or may not have committed. I'm not saying that I believe that he's innocent or I believe that he's guilty. What I'm saying is, if Jussie Smollett is allowed to just walk around and do whatever because of an alleged hate crime hoax, right? Then why is a Navy SEAL like Chief Gallagher in the same confinement as people who have been found guilty? See what I'm saying? And it's not getting any kind of attention at all until Republican lawmakers come in and say, wait a minute, this is America. Why is this guy being detained, not having any option of probation or bail, excuse me? Why is he being denied basic human needs and medical coverage? Why is he being, you know, when you're getting ready to go to trial, you're allowed to talk to your lawyer pretty much as you want, mm-hmm. right? Because you're getting ready to go to trial. Why? Why is that not happening? What is going on? So President Trump has now stepped in, and as of like 2 days ago, he has been pulled out of confinement, mm-hmm. right? Like he's still in jail, all right, because he's awaiting trial, but he's finally 6 months later, he goes on trial in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You'd think it'd be flipped.
The
guy who fights for his
decorated
country.
Decorated Navy SEAL can't get the benefit of the doubt, but a gay black
spoiled
actor in Hollywood can just do whatever they want, however they want to do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is what I'm trying to point out. This is the craziness that's going on right now. We are in a society right this second that is so upside down on the principles. If America is supposed to stand by the morals of you are innocent until proven guilty, mm-hmm. then it needs to be that way with everybody. And Democrats especially are the first ones to say that someone's guilty and you have to make us believe that they're innocent. Unless
it's somebody on their side. Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that Chief Gallagher is innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying that if anyone deserves the benefit of the doubt until innocent proven, I can't even talk.
You got this.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Welcome.
I appreciate the encouragement.
That's right.
If anyone deserves the you're innocent until proven guilty, it should be a decorated Navy SEAL.
Who was doing his job.
war is a nasty thing, man. And I can't vouch for what happened over there. I'm just saying that if every single person had publicized everything that they did overseas, there'd be a lot of people probably in jail because war is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. People, you put people into situations where they have to become different people to make it, right? So if Cardi B can say due to her circumstances, she had to rob, drug and rob people. Oh, I can see it now. Graham Allen accuses Cardi B of rape. Because of her circumstances, and she did what she had to do. Well, what about Navy SEALs in war doing what they had to do to make it? You see what I'm saying? It's a weird line that we're going into.
And he's fighting for Jesse's right to, you know, protest whatever he wants, to have a good job as an actor making tons of money. And even after Jesse comes up with that fake hate crime hoax, it's like he's fighting for your right to a fair trial. Like, he's fighting for all of your rights over there. He should definitely have the same process and openness as everybody
else. So let's leave it up. Hashtag Dear America, do you believe that it's innocent until proven guilty, or do you believe that it's guilty until proven innocent? I'm curious what you think. Speaking of the hashtag Dear America, let's give a little nod to everyone that participated in our Q&A polls, and in unanimous victory, I will say that America agrees with me, me, that you cannot teach people to be smart. Alyssa, I love you.
American people are misled. Defeat
is a horrible pill to swallow, sweetheart. It is a terrible thing.
And I'm pretty sure I won also on the Mueller thing.
No, you did not.
It was Mueller.
That's 50-50.
Yeah, that was 50-50 up for debate. But what is not up for debate is that on that particular disagreement, the man reigned supreme on that victory. And it feels good, babe.
Does it? It
really
feel good?
Feels really, really good. All right.
Do we want to read any comments?
Alyssa, we said that we would give notice to some people. So real quick, let's give a good notice to some people that actually participated.
So I got two.
Okay, go for it.
Zane Butler, actually a buddy of mine who went to high school
name.
With. Yeah. Digging the new Dear America podcast. Can't wait for the next episode.
Thanks,
bud. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And then I got one more. Texas Black Rifle Coffee Junkie.
Ooh.
Yeah, he says, that guy, man, I'm a fan and have been hearing his rants for a year and a half, and he is just on fire.
Ooh.
So glad to have someone tell it like it is.
I love it.
That's right.
Alyssa, do you have anybody that you want to say hey to?
I promise. Mary-Kate Schultz. I hope I'm saying your names right. Ben Wilford and Lisa Korba. Y'all all wrote and just said that y'all really enjoyed the podcast. So I just wanted to shout y'all and say thank you for listening.
Y'all.
We appreciate
Fantastic. Well, I, of course, have a special person that I want to give attention to.
Uh-oh.
This is my show. And hashtag Dear America, let me know if you think this is bullying or not, because I don't care, because this is my show. And when you get your own show, you can make fun of who you want to make fun of.
That's right.
So we have across the board 5-star ratings for our podcast, which thank you guys so much, except for one single 1-star review.
Who is this guy?
So I want to read to you what I consider the greatest 1-star review of all time.
Wow.
So this goes out to Jonah B. 2003. With his 1-star review, we should turn this into a segment where we should get some sponsors right before we go into hate messages and turn it into a thing. So we're going to turn this into a thing, guys. So Jonah B. 2003, the title of his comment is Propaganda.
Nice.
1-star. You ready? Here we go. If you're looking for conservative propaganda disguised as a moral truth, then this is the podcast for you. Thanks, Jonah. Don't listen to Graham Allen for news. If you are a conservative/Trump supporter and want to stay updated on issues that apply to you, then I have no problem with this podcast.
I don't think he knows who you are.
Thanks, Jonah.
He's on to us.
Did he accidentally stumble onto the podcast? I have never let it be known that I will listen to anybody, but this is a heavily swayed conservative show. All right, here we go. However, if you derive all of your opinions from this podcast, then you are getting them from an extremely biased source. I can understand wanting to listen to people that you agree with, but a lot of opinions given on this podcast are extreme and false. What did we say that was false?
Wait, the opinion is false?
Oh, I know one.
No, he said this podcast are extreme and false. The opinion. Yeah, how are opinions false?
I know one. The one about are people born smart. That one.
Oh, this was the one person that agreed with you, babe.
Your opinion's wrong.
All right. I would suggest listening to Real News if you are trying to establish your ideology on an issue, because every response on this podcast is one-sided and putting them in a light that makes conservatism look good. Conservatism looks good because it is good, and we're right. Thank you, Jonah B. 2003, for your input.
It is a catchy Jonah B. 2003.
It sounds like a radio
DJ.
Who's
trying to establish an ideology? If you're trying to establish an ideology by listening to this, what?
Put it up for a vote.
Establish an ideology.
How are opinions false? I'll give you that. Now, I can, you know.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
So how are opinions false? Hashtag Dear America, let us know. How are opinions false? All right. So after that, let's jump right into something else. And this is something that I put it out for openness of what people wanted us to talk about. And overwhelmingly so, people want us to talk about this. So we're going to talk about rights, more specifically, baby rights. And we're going to talk about the new anti-abortion film that hit nationwide this weekend, Unplanned. Now, to give some context for those of you who don't know, I was blessed enough to be able to attend the premiere of this movie 2 weeks ago in LA, and Unplanned is the true story about Abby Johnson. She was the former youngest director in Planned Parenthood history, who eventually got to see firsthand what an abortion actually is. And it changed her whole life. She became one of the biggest advocates for pro-life. And they made a movie about her. And now it has hit theaters nationwide. But this is not specifically what we're talking about. What I want to talk about is the fact that on opening nationwide weekend, Twitter suspends the Unplanned movie account. Does this mean that Twitter doesn't love babies and they love murdering babies? What is going on? And it doesn't end there. So we put a tweet out that Twitter has suspended the Unplanned movie account on the nationwide thing. Thousands of people come in and attack Twitter on it. Twitter reinstates their account within a couple hours. It backfires on Twitter. All right. 7,000 people were on the Unplanned movie account. After the ban, there are over 200,000 now on the thing, okay? They are number 4 domestically on a budget of like 3 million, or no, 6 million for the movie, which in movie world is chump Nothing. Change.
Yeah.
All right, they are number 4. The last weekend, they killed Captain Marvel, all right, because it appears like America isn't pro-killing babies like Twitter is. Now, this is what goes even further. Last night, and I showed a list of this, and I put this on my Twitter account, Twitter is still messing with their page to where they're auto-unfollowing everybody that goes to that page.
And I recorded it, and I'm going to put it on my story as soon as we're done here.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that cannot be right.
And Twitter's going to respond. They're going to come back, and they're going to say, oh, it's a glitch. Oh, we're sorry.
But Graham tried on his account, and then I tried on my account, and sure enough, every time you refreshed it, it would say you weren't following anymore, so you could not follow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so here's what I'm saying, all right? We are in a huge, huge push now of what's going on in our society, okay? We've got lawmakers that are pushing not just late-term abortions, up until birth, and post-birth infanticide now. We're actually having conversations of if this should be a thing or if it shouldn't. So this movie is 1,000,000% against the narrative of the mainstream media, and they are fighting an uphill battle in every sense of the word. Every single ad that they want to run gets denied.
Yeah.
Okay? Why? Because Twitter rules say, well, abortion is a horrendous, murderous thing. That's why they got an R rating, because the MPAA agrees that abortion is a terrible, terrible thing, and it automatically gets an R rating. There's no cussing in this movie. There's no nudity. There's no violence, except for the fact that it shows what abortion actually is. So if you can't get an ad approved, you get an R rating from the MPAA, that means that they agree that abortion is terrible. So why do people like Planned Parenthood say, oh, it's not a big deal? They're just a clump of cells. Yeah. No, nobody cares. They can't feel a thing. Well, this movie proves you to be a liar, and that's why they're afraid of it. So why do you think that is?
Man, probably because they're making money off the fetuses, as terrible as that is.
They are.
Undercover footage has surfaced. And, it's tough to even get into that topic because it's so horrendous. But, it's one of those things where it's like ISIS. Like, you hear about all the bad things that they're doing, but until you see for yourself what they're doing, you don't have the courage to go stop it until you know what happens in an
abortion.
That
is the big problem with abortion. Mm-hmm. And ignorant people. Yeah, ignorant people. Democrats, pro-choice people, I'm sorry. You're ignorant. You are absolutely ignorant. Okay, people want to throw the rape and incest thing. That is their defense all the time. Well, what about rape? What about incest? You were talking about less than 1% of all abortion cases. Mm-hmm. 99.7% of abortion cases are simply because you opened your legs and you don't want the repercussions of it. Period. Period, 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 period. And that's going to make a lot of people mad, but it's the truth. It is the truth. Abortion is murder. You are sucking out. That is what you're doing. You are sucking out a child from the womb. And then you are putting the pieces back together in a petri dish to then sell the parts. Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Alyssa Milano and other over-the-hill celebs have now come out because Georgia, like Mississippi and Kentucky, have now passed a heartbeat bill. All right, which basically says from the minute a heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks, bam. All right, No, it's murder. You cannot do it, period. Now, there's even provisions in there and says that case-by-case basis of rape and incest, if it's reported, will be considered for such a thing, right? All right, so it tackles your little 1% of the problem right there. But Alyssa Milano, of course, in her majestic wisdom that she has, she is off her rocker, insane. But 50 other celebs have now come out.
I have a few names. So
go, give us a couple names.
We got Deborah Messing, of course, Rosie O'Donnell, your favorite.
Ooh, Rosie O'Donnell loves me.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, of course.
Billy Baldwin. I don't know some of these. Bill Prady.
Ben Stiller's on there, isn't he?
Ben Stiller.
Really, really upset about that one. I'm not going to lie.
Nick Thune.
Okay, the point is there's a lot of over-the-hill actors, all right? Let's just call it what it is, all right? I love Ben Stiller.
I don't know a lot of these.
But, I loved Ben Stiller. Anyway, the point is there's a lot of over-the-hill actors, and what they're doing is they're basically now boycotting the Georgia movie industry. Georgia, Atlanta, has had a lot of big films come through there lately. Avengers is filmed down there. The Walking Dead film's down there. Yeah, all this kind of stuff. So they're basically saying that if Georgia doesn't change there, we are allowed to kill babies whenever we want, law. Okay, because that's what it is. You can hide under the veil that you're fighting for women's rights all you want to. No, you're fighting for babies have no rights. That's what you're fighting for. You're not fighting for women's rights. Women have a right to choose. They do. When they walk into the bedroom and open their legs for somebody, they chose. Okay, not your 1% of rape and incest cases. Calm your estrogen down. What I'm talking about is you chose to go in that bedroom and do what you did, or the parking lot, or the car, or wherever it was. So you chose to do an act that could lead to having a baby. Suck it up, deal with it, period. So the Hollywood actors are now saying that they're going to boycott Georgia and the film industry down there and cost Georgia $10 billion in revenue because they want to murder babies so bad that's their threat. They want to fight for it so bad. Go for it.
Here's the letter.
Okay.
I pulled the letter. It's actually one of the threats is what they say. So it's one letter, but part of it is, we can't imagine being elected officials who had to say to their constituents, I enacted a law that was so evil it chased billions of dollars out of our state's economy. It's not the most effective campaign slogan, but rest assured, we'll make it yours should it come to pass. So, I mean, they straight threatened, we'll pull out, all because of what Georgia, has decided to do.
They're idiots.
They're all voice boxes for, Clinton's, all those liberal politicians out there. And honestly, it's a vote thing. I don't think the Democrats give a crap about women's rights. It's
no, just they don't.
Another group to get votes.
Yeah, and me and Democrats Jake talked about this.
We care about 16-year-olds too.
When me and Jake were talking about abortion, because I was getting really upset about it, and we had a good conversation because of the Me Too movement and the abortion. Do you really care about it? No, it doesn't seem that way. The women's rights. It's just another thing to have power. To give them power to say this is
Democrats
what we want.
Care about women.
Exactly.
Republicans don't.
It's
yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, no.
Democrats
and
care
even
about 16-year-olds.
I'll go there because I am a woman, even to the 1% who have been raped or who something horribly tragic that has happened. It's 9 months. It's 9 months of overcoming that and then having a baby, and you either keep it or if you give it up for adoption, but you feel proud. Like, I know, because you're like, you know, you did the right thing, versus having years of just emotional trauma because of that. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you have to look at it, because no one talks about that. Do you have grief groups for people who have had children? No, you have grief groups for women who have had abortion because of all the trauma that goes into that act as well.
Yeah.
So it's things that people don't talk about.
But that's the
side.
Thing. And that's the one of the things that this movie does, Unplanned, is it shows exactly what you're talking about. A lot of people think you just walk in there, they do a little procedure, and then you're done, and you never think about it again.
And yeah. Most women think that. Why? Because people like Alyssa Milano. Because
shout
people,
your abortion movement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because Oprah supports that. But that's the point, and that's one thing that this movie does. Here, I want to put this to a question, because this is a real possibility. I think that this is a conversation, the abortion thing, that should spill over into next episode. And what I would like to do is bring Ashley Bratcher on, who is the star of the movie Unplanned. So if you would like to see that, hashtag Dear America, and let us know if you would like to have Ashley Bratcher on. I met her at the premiere. She's a big fan of the show, and obviously
awesome.
We're big fans of her work in this amazing movie. So hashtag Dear America, let us know if that's something that you would want to see. Moving forward for some other news, let's change it up a little bit, and I want to talk about just brilliance in America. So I found something, and this was posted by Jay Root.
Jay Root.
Verified account. I don't really know this guy, but it was basically a picture taken of some people at a Beto rally.
Ooh, the
our
best of rallies.
Favorite Irishman posing as a Hispanic. All right. So Robert Francis. All right. So in this photo, and you guys are just going to have to go with me here, is a crowd of people that look just absolutely entertained by what is going on. Actually, their faces look like they're having to watch their parents do it or whatever. I mean, it looked mortified. All right. But in the middle is this great American with a sign, and he looks emotional. He really does. He looks like he has seen something that your eyes are not meant to see. But the sign says, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Beto is our Christ.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a leap.
That's quite a jump.
That's quite a jump.
So Robert Francis, the Irishman, is saving your eternal souls from damnation in a eternity of fire. He's the same. He's basically the same guy.
I mean, I see how they got there.
You seen all the?
Do you
pictures?
See the leap? Do you see the leap we took to get here? Yeah.
Seen all the pictures with his dog? How sad his dog looks.
Yeah. Oh, he's like he's a dog beater.
Every picture.
He is
of his
a dog beater.
I can't imagine Christ's dog would be so sad.
Surely he'd be a jolly fellow.
If Jesus had a dog, he would be the happiest dog in the world. So, but let's talk about the societal issue with this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So one obviously is a grave misunderstanding of Jesus and Christ in and of itself. Even if you don't believe in Jesus, you understand the metaphor that he's referencing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like even people that don't believe in God, you know the story of God, so you
Savior.
Understand the reference of
yes.
this, okay? How can you compute that a guy who has no policies, mind you, his entire tour, he has not spoken about one policy initiative at all. He has no plan, nothing, nada, in any shape, form, or fashion. All he does is regurgitate what the New York Times says, and, oh, women should have the right to choose in the third trimester. Of course they should. Why, Beto? Why should they have that right? Let me get back to you. He's an idiot, mm-hmm. okay? How do you compute the savior of the world? Because that's what Christ is, whether you believe in Jesus or not. That's the story, right? That's the whole point. The savior of the entire world. How do you put Beto O'Rourke? Think of that name in a minute. Jesus Christ, just look at the names. Jesus Christ is a much more happening name than Beto O'Rourke.
Jesus Robert Christ.
See what I'm saying? You've got a Hispanic name with an Irish name at the end. It doesn't make sense. By very principle, he's a dummy. So how, as a society, have we gotten to a point where we think this dude is the savior of the world?
I'll tell you why, Graham.
Okay.
Because they believe Donald Trump is Hitler. They believe that we are ruled by a fascist evil dictator, and
do people read a book? Do they not know what Hitler actually
did? Like you said, some people can't be taught to be smart.
Really?
But they really believe that they're fighting against Hitler and that this guy's murdering people in the streets.
Read the first two pages of any Hitler documentary book or anything. Mm. Just read two pages of it and you'll go, oh, it's not the same.
Sounds like socialism.
But I do agree with Jake. I mean, that's the problem is everyone talks about wanting to unify, but they only want to divide, and they have just painted, yeah, Trump is super evil.
His name is Beto O'Rourke.
Beto.
That's Beto. What, it doesn't. Francis. It doesn't make my head hurts, guys. I don't understand.
He's a phony.
How do you? He's not a. He is a phony. He's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Okay, you are an idiot. You were a former congressman, which means that you were a congressman. You didn't do a good job, and then you got beat. Right. Then he tried to run for senator. He lost for senator. This is your savior. He's a loser. He doesn't win. What are you talking about? He got one shot. He screwed it up, and he ain't won nothing yet. And he's your Christ? Are you kidding me? I want to thunder kick people in the back of their face.
Silly little poster.
Anyway, okay, moving on, all right? Further ridiculous things. And I know, actually, ladies first, Alyssa.
Thank
let's
you,
do
honey.
This. I got a
Since
death
our
eye.
Our 10-year anniversary is tomorrow. Hey. I shouted it out first.
So that's a good
Congrats,
thing. What
yo.
Better way to say thank you for sticking with me for 10 years, sweetheart, than to on
letting me tell my stupid story
podcast
first.
Interrupt you from your story and say that I love you and thanks for 10
years. I love
years.
You too.
All right. Go for it.
Okay. So here's my what are we talking about? Basically stupid people.
Yeah, stupid people.
Okay. So again, this
I love stupid
unfortunately,
people.
I think this is our generation, so I can't say the generation coming under us. But basically, you know, girls wear yoga pants, right?
That's right.
We wear them all the time. I usually wear mine. I'm not today. But yoga pants are known for being what? Any?
Tight.
Toit.
Like
a tiger.
Ding. Okay, everyone knows yoga pants are tight. So here we go.
I don't know.
29-year-old woman, Sierra Coleman, was at IKEA in St. Louis last year. She tried to steal a large frying pan. Any guesses where she put it?
In her crotch.
Nope.
In her, the booty region.
There you go.
Hey, there's only so many places.
She put it in her butt.
Oh!
So obviously.
Phrasing.
Phrasing. Oh, sorry.
Put it down the back of her yoga pants.
Of her pants.
This is a Christian.
Sorry. So basically, she tried to steal this large frying pan by putting it in her pants.
Hey, man.
So obviously, something a little baggier probably would have worked a little better. But two employees saw a clear outline of the frying pan.
Nice.
And confronted her. She got all the way to the parking lot, though, let it be known. So someone got it on video, and you could still see the frying pan in her pants as she is denied stealing.
She should just keep denying it.
Those are winners, man.
That's what my butt
That's what
looks
you
like.
Call innovators. Those
She's
are winners.
She's in the news now. She didn't show up for her court date. No,
no
she didn't.
No shocker.
So she originally posted $1,500 bond. She'll need to post about five times that now when they catch her for stealing the large frying pan
you
and
know,
shoving it down.
You gotta love. You gotta love smart people, man. You know that people always ask, why do we have like signs on coolers that says "Don't put your children in here"?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. It's because some dumb person somewhere has done something really stupid, like shove their kid in a cooler, I guess, for storage purposes.
Yeah.
Made sense at the time. It's like a fort. Anyway, Jake, what do you got? What's going on, man? What's funny?
Well, I got, since it's April Fool's,
Ooh.
I have kind of a trick one for you.
Oh, okay.
So it's either or. Either A happened or B happened.
I like it.
I like it.
I'm
okay.
ready.
And it involves the Kardashians.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So either
less prepared, but
the Kardashians protested ICE for detaining one of their family members, or they thanked ICE for arresting illegal who broke into their home. An illegal.
I'm going to say, for ironic purposes, that they praised ICE for arresting an illegal is true.
The Kardashians?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll just be opposite.
I said for irony.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with not that one.
They protested
They
ICE.
Protested.
Yep, you're right, Graham.
Oh!
They thanked ICE. They thanked
of
ICE for...
Of course they did.
This man broke into their house twice. And finally, ICE came and got him, and... Like racists do, they thanked ICE for getting rid of the illegal.
It's so funny that everybody hates, well, not everybody, Hollywood elitist and rich people hate ICE until they need them. Yeah. Go figure. Well, I like that one, Jake.
Yeah,
so
that was good.
Let's talk about things that, is it true or is it not? Yeah. All right. Don't read my screen, Jake. I already see you looking over here. Don't do it. Okay. Are you ready? So I'm just going to read a tabloid, and you guys tell me for April Fool's Day if you think it's true or not, and then we're going to discuss it.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready. Let's do it.
Tabloid reads, this 61-year-old woman just gave birth to her own granddaughter.
True
or false?
Totally true.
Alyssa says true.
I think so. I think that's true.
It is absolutely true.
Yay!
And it happened in Omaha, Nebraska.
Of course it happened.
This is
in
what
Omaha.
I want to talk about. First of all, I'm looking at this photo and I'll show it to you now. This has got to be the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my goodness.
So basically, this woman's son and her lover, they're two men. Okay.
Son and his lover.
Her son and his lover.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It's confusing.
They are obviously homosexual men and they want a child. So God forbid we adopt a child, right? So we do obviously the logical thing, which is this guy, the husband, I guess, gets his sister to donate an egg because she's 61. She ain't making no eggs anymore. So the sister donates an egg in there. And then this one right here donates the other supplementation to make a baby. And then grandma basically brings the baby through pregnancy and then gives birth to her own granddaughter that is made of her daughter-in-law's egg.
It's getting too
and
much.
Her son's sperm makes
too much. It's
the
too much.
Baby.
That just ain't Christian.
You want to talk about a riddle. In and of itself. This is a math equation.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, logic question.
What's your family tree?
I mean, look.
Make that a logic question.
Look at
for
this
like
poor distressed dad in this photo that's like trying to talk to the son. It's like, are you sure about this? Are you really sure? Imagine
the
being the husband of the grandma, all right?
Oh, my God.
Where your wife is pregnant, not with your kid, but with your gay son's child.
You know his coworkers are hearing about this story too.
I'm telling you.
Heard about your wife.
Look, man.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Imagine
oh, here it
people
is.
People asking how
here,
she became
look,
pregnant.
This is the weirdest photo I've ever seen. Okay, it's both the lovers over their mother and mother-in-law holding their daughter, which is the mother's grandbaby, but it's also her mother kind of weird. It is weird.
That poor kid.
It doesn't make any sense.
Are you sure they're not from Alabama?
It's Omaha, Nebraska.
All right.
I looked it up. All I'm saying is there's about 8 million different directions that you could have gone in that, right? Mm. But that's what you chose
well,
to
that
do.
Clearly
possibly
was a logical choice.
The weirdest thing you could have done, you did it. All right? Let's not just adopt or anything like that. No. You got... Ugh, I just don't understand. So moving on to another, did it happen or did it not? Because this is April Fool's Day, so we're jumping into this. Don't look, Jake.
Cheater.
Not looking.
Okay, did it happen or did it not? Bangladeshi mother with two wombs delivers twins 1 month after giving birth to the first child.
What?
I'll read it again. I'll read it again. Hashtag Dear America, did it happen or did it not? Bangladeshi mother with two wombs delivers twins 1 month after giving birth to first child.
Possible? I'm a woman. I don't know.
I'm a man and I have no idea. So I will say absolutely not. That's
absolutely
impossible.
Not from Jake. Alyssa, what do you think? You're a lady. You have lady parts. What
I
kind of
want to say true because weird things happen.
Well, we don't
I'll
have forever.
False.
Oh,
okay, false.
Both of you got stumped today. Blast. It is 100% true.
I don't know if I believe it.
A Bangladeshi mother.
It is Bangladesh. So.
With a it's rare, true. I guess it's a, it, could it be considered a medical condition? Has two wombs.
Seems like a good medical condition.
Two wombs. Both wombs got impregnated within a month of each
Same.
Other. Yeah. And so she has a child. Ooh, that sucks. Imagine labor.
Ugh.
Twice within a month.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's terrible. And then the second time's even worse because you got two of them in there.
Yikes.
Oh, that's insane.
All right, Jake, what else you got?
Ilhan Omar.
Ooh,
she always has good
my
stuff.
Second favorite politician.
Following the whole trend of like Linda Sarsour and the Women's March and all that, she says, to me, the hijab means power, liberation, beauty, and resistance.
She's an idiot.
The hijab, the bag you have over your head, means power and liberation and beauty. Like, this is just such a sham, and they try and make it a feminine thing. The whole hijab is to cover you up so other guys don't look at you.
Yeah,
because the
exactly.
men want complete control over you.
Yeah.
And
correct.
Resistance, yeah, is ripping that thing off and getting killed for it.
Yep.
You know,
no,
so.
I agree. She's a moron. Nothing new there. Alyssa, you got another one? Okay, good, because I do. I love you, sweetheart. Happy 10 years. Here we go. My favorite person on Twitter, David Hogg, has made an appearance yet again. Just when you think he's gone away, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, Davey.
So David Hogg has presented this card, and I guess it's this card that you can elect to have something on it in Florida. I guess this is just like, yeah, this is his driver's license. All right, so you can stick this on the back of your driver's license in Florida. The caption reads, "In the event that I die from gun violence, please publicize the photo of my death, hashtag my last shot." So basically, in Florida,
you can elect,
like organ donating, on the back of your driver's license that says, "In the event I die from gun violence, please publicize my photo of death, my last shot, signed whoever you are." So you can elect.
Who would take that? I mean, how would that work?
If you die from gun violence, you can elect to have them take your photo and plaster it everywhere because you died from gun violence.
Like, take it, like, on the scene? Like, some special photographer would have to come in, like, don't move the body and take
like
a picture?
Like the hit photo from War when they get, like, one of the top 50 or whatever and they publish
it.
That's real.
Does it specify, like,
this man got into Harvard.
Does it say, and post it on social media?
Yeah, it says publicize it, like, news.
So, wait, I have a question. Does that mean you can do that with, like, if I die tragically from a grizzly bear, can I, like, make my own? Like, if that happens, I want y'all to.
I don't know. This was
there.
Obviously legislative down there.
I bet the police just look at it and throw it to the side. Like,
what in the world? This is our future generations, guys.
But see, it's the politicians pushing for that. Like, to have a kid put something like that on their license is just disgusting in the first place.
Agreed.
It's like, who wants to see a dead kid, first of all? But you're trying to push that as, like, some political movement, like, stop gun violence.
David Hogg is a pawn.
Show them disgusting images of dead kids.
He is not an intelligent kid. I'm not saying he's a dummy, all right? But he did not make the score needed to get into, it was Harvard, right? Isn't that Harvard?
I'm pretty sure he got into one of those.
I don't care anymore. Kyle Kashuv, who works for Turning Point USA, who is pro-gun, he was also in Parkland, all right? He gets a quarter of the publicity. He actually got accepted into Harvard the real way and earned it. Nobody's talking about that. But David Hogg is able to take the my last shot things. I have one more thing for fun because it's April Fool's Day. So you guys can tell me if you think that it really happened or not before we move on. All right. You ready? Did this happen? No looking, Jake. Jake has an angle at my computer and he tries to cheat. All right, this was posted by The Dawn.
The Dawn.
It's a verified account.
The Dawn.
And it said, folks, two dudes just boarded my plane with emotional support falcons.
Totally true. I'm going true.
Is it true or is it not true? Emotional support falcons.
Falcons are known for lending emotional support.
They seem like emotional creatures.
Now, don't they, though?
I'm going to say true.
True.
So true across the board. Yes. It is true.
Yay.
And it almost ventures, even though it didn't happen in America, you're almost like, man, that's got to be some kind of patriotic thing, right? Heck. Emotional support.
I need an emotional bald
falcons.
Eagle to just rat around the
I cage. Want to get, like, I don't know, like a pelican or something weird. Like an emotional
like
support
stork?
Pelican. Yeah. And it just sits right here and it tells people, you know, things that I want to say instead, you know? I think that that's what you should do. Go outside the box. Think differently. Why not?
I mean, they thought differently about the Falcon.
All right. So to wrap this thing up here, first of all, we want to say thank you to every single person that has been listening to the podcast. This is now second one. Again, I believe that anti-abortion is a huge thing that's going on, or pro-abortion, whichever side you're on. If you want to see us bring Ashley Bratcher, the star of the unplanned movie, hashtag Dear America right now, and let us know what you think. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Dear America podcast. Real quick, Alyssa, where can they find you?
On Instagram, Facebook, Alyssa Allen, E-L-L-I-S-A. It's spelled weird. And then Allen.
Jake?
I just changed my handle to...
he had to look it up before he told you.
I did.
He scrounged for his phone.
It's producer_Jake. Producer
Jake. I
like it.
Awesome. And of course, you can find me pretty much anywhere, Graham Allen. Make sure to subscribe and rate this podcast. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening
to
this episode of the Dear America podcast. We will see you next time.